forgiveness visualization. Take a deep breath, letting yourself slowly breathe in and slowly breathe out. Invite your mind and your body to relax. Let go of any distractions as you simply observe the breath as it enters and leaves your lungs. Notice how your chest rises and falls with each inhale and exhale. And then observe the breath as it enters your entire body, again noticing the expansion and then the contraction with each inhale and exhale. Letting yourself be fully present, right here, right now. See yourself at the top of a sacred mountain. There is a large meadow and an ancient ceremonial circle dedicated to deep healing and transformation. You are invited to come into the circle as we call in the directions. From the east, we call upon Grandfather Sun to bear witness to your journey of forgiveness. From the west, we call upon Grandmother Earth to support and ground you. From the south, we call upon the spirit of the plant kingdom to nourish and sustain you. From the north, we call upon the medicine of the animal kingdom, drawing upon the power and wisdom of the sacred animals. From above, we call upon the lineage of forgiveness, all teachers and guides, all beings who are committed to forgiveness. And we call upon your higher power in any form that works for you. And you are also welcome to call in any guides who are fully aligned with your highest good. From below, we once again call upon the earth to ground this sacred circle and support your healing. In the center of the circle, we call upon the sacred fire to burn and purify everything that no longer serves you, everything you are ready to release. And let this eternal flame burn inside of you as well, inside your heart. And now come back to your breath. Once again, observing the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. Once again, fully connecting yourself to the present moment. And now bring to mind the person you want to forgive, the situation you want to release. When you think about the situation, where in your body do you feel it? Where do you feel it, and what do you feel? Do you notice any contraction or tension or heaviness? Just notice what you feel. Notice how the situation has impacted your life. How much time and energy has this problem consumed? And notice if the situation is part of a pattern in your life, a pattern that you have experienced before, perhaps with other people. And remember, if at any time you would like to take longer to reflect on these questions, you are welcome to pause the recording and then restart it when you're ready. Are you ready to release this situation and the other person involved? Are you ready to forgive the other person for their actions or inactions that were hurtful to you? Are you ready to let go of your old story about them? Are you willing to stop blaming them and resenting them? Remember, you can ask your higher power and your guides to help you at any time. Ask to be shown how the situation has benefited you and what important lessons you can learn from the situation. What is the pain here to teach you? Pain arises when we forget who we are and make ourselves small. When we feel separate and disconnected from something larger than ourselves. It's time to remember who you are, to remember that your essence is whole and complete. If you have lost sight of this in any way, are you willing to forgive yourself? Can you see that when you make yourself small, you contribute to your own suffering. And can you forgive yourself for any actions or inactions on your part that were hurtful to you or others? As you reflect on these questions, if you notice any resistance arise, acknowledge it. Be with the truth of it. Don't try to sidestep or override it. Ask, what is the resistance about? What is the message? Listen to the resistance and respect it. What is the important concern or need behind the resistance? When you're ready to proceed, you leave the top of the mountain and walk down a short trail to a beautiful waterfall. As you draw near, you hear the cascade of water flowing on the rocks. There's a bridge you must cross to get to the waterfall. Standing on the bridge, bring to mind your intention to forgive and what you are ready to release. Invoke the help and support of your higher power and guides as needed. Leaving the bridge, you follow the path that allows you to stand directly under the waterfall. As you bask in the water washing over you, allow it to take away everything you are ready to release, everything that no longer serves you, everything you no longer need. Old stories, beliefs, resentments, grudges, all of it. Release it from your mind, your body, and your energy field. Don't hold on to it. Allow the water to carry all of this away and to clear and cleanse you. Now returning to the top of the mountain, feel the warmth of the sun on your body. Feel the beautiful golden light pouring down on you. Bathe yourself in the light. Drink it in. Allow peace and love to fill your heart. And send love to yourself, allowing this beautiful light to radiate out from your heart. If there's any place that is not feeling open and loving inside you, acknowledge it. Acknowledge the truth. Bring awareness to that place. ask to be shown what is needed to heal this place. Be gentle and patient with yourself. If you are ready to do so, send peace and love to the other person. Imagine golden light surrounding them as well and filling their body. And just notice what occurs as you do this. If you feel anything negative or difficult is still there between you, visualize a beautiful red rose between you and the other person. Ask the rose to absorb any toxic energy. Let the rose hold the intention of restoring love and harmony when the time is right. As you return to yourself, feel your gratitude. Gratitude to yourself for your willingness to learn and grow from this situation. To the other person for ways they have contributed to your learning and growth, even if they aren't aware of it. For the situation itself and any benefits you have received. Feel your gratitude for life, for yourself, for all the gifts that have been bestowed upon you. Breathe them in. Now it's time to return from the mountain, knowing you can go back there anytime you want. Gradually bring yourself back to the room, perhaps stretching a bit, moving your fingers and toes, circling your neck, and when you're ready, open your eyes, feeling renewed and refreshed from your forgiveness journey.